Check.
We are here. Oh my God. Oh,
we made it.
It's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Podcast number, who knows?
It's in the low to early 20s.
Early
20 or 21.
Yeah, something like that.
You checked.
As people may be able to see, we are filming for the first time.
Yay!
Hey!
What people may not be able to see is Tim sat next to the camera. How you doing, Tim? Shout out to the Life and Times podcast, which Tim produces and hosts and stars in and does everything for.
Wow.
There will be a link in the bio of some sort, probably in the social copy, perhaps in the Instagram post. We will see, but
yes.
You will be able to find it. Thank you, Tim, for filming for us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, got a little bit of deja vu because I have actually recorded this podcast before. Yeah.
You know what? I
so
love it.
So what?
It's transparent.
About a month ago? No.
Yeah.
6 weeks?
About a month ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I recorded a podcast with Feathers, a.k.a. Kate Harmon.
We've been here before.
Pirates CX team lead and et cetera, et cetera. You can see over there. And I fucked it up.
Yeah.
Basically, shouldn't let me anywhere near the recording apparatus.
Yeah, that's why I'm in this seat now.
Yeah. So, yeah, we went through the whole podcast and I had accidentally recorded the wrong mic for Kate. And then Vance, our editor. Hey, Vance, how you doing?
Hi, Vance.
What's up, Vance?
Struggled considerably and was really going for it, you know? And then kind of was just like, I can't
yeah.
do this. I was, you know what, Vance? We'll do it again. Kate will not kick up a fuss, I'm sure. And here we are. And we get to film it this time too, which is amazing.
Yeah. So it's different. It's not exactly the same.
And we have Danny.
Yeah. Now I can't zone out. Sometimes when we do these podcasts, little secret, I'll just freeze. I just won't have any emotions. I'll just zone out completely because I'll be really focused on the answer from whoever got asked a question. And now I feel like all that's going to be on camera.
Yep.
You're going to see me brainstorm what
Absolutely.
I'm going to say
Let's
next.
Get screen grabs of the zone out when it inevitably
embarrassing.
Happens.
Is it too late to zoom in on Danny's face?
No, that's an after the fact. I think that's like in the editing room.
All right.
We'll
fine,
get there.
Fine,
and then
fine.
enhance.
No.
We can do that, right?
No, don't do that.
We'll wait. We'll wait for the zone out.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So. Yeah, we're going to go again.
Let's do
basically.
It.
Basically, and you're more prepared
Let's
this time.
Do it.
So
I
that's
am.
Good.
I got a quick shout out that you said CX and it's artist support.
Oh God,
oh.
I'm sorry. Yeah, artist
you did
support.
Did a whole rebrand.
Yeah.
So we're for the artists.
Okay, start again.
Yeah. Hello. We don't have customers at Pirate.
No,
we're artists.
It's
okay.
artists. They're
Fuck.
Different.
Yeah.
They're
unbelievable.
Different. We know. Deal. We know y'all are not the average human being. You're special.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have the creative
customer
inspiration.
No. Here we are. Everyone being very talkative now that they're on camera, I notice.
Are we?
Yeah. Way
I don't
more than usual.
I don't want to get caught with the zone out face, so I just have to talk the whole time now.
Okay, good. Are we going to ask any questions or should we just
turn
no, let's ask
chatting
questions.
Bullshit this whole
shit.
Time?
No, it's an intro.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Okay, where can I actually ask a question?
Go for it.
Which goes, you are one of the voices of this podcast, obviously, but today it is about you.
Yes.
What's the story behind Feathers?
Feathers. I was in different bands before this doing my solo project. So Feathers is essentially music and lyrics by me. That's what Feathers is. Beforehand, yeah, I used to be in bands where I was mainly just lyricist and vocals only. And that has all accumulated to today. Just music and lyrics, coming up with melodies and fun riffs and whatever. And it's just kind of that exploration of what's there.
Got it.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes.
And I suppose since you've been on the host side this whole time on the podcast, have you been itching to answer some of those questions that we asked the other artists or are you've been patiently waiting your turn?
I like to hear what other people say.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I find myself really aligning and the other times I'm like, huh, I wouldn't have...
Something new, yeah.
Yeah, I've never thought about that or I wouldn't go that way.
Yeah.
But it's just different because
yeah.
I'm a different artist. We've had so many different types of... styles of people, like different styles of music.
Okay, yeah. I suppose in a similar vein, you know, this is not your day job, producing the podcast. If only, imagine.
I'll leave it to you.
How sick would that be?
I'll
leave
it to you.
That is literally all I do,
yeah.
To be fair. but in artist support, not CX, as
yes.
you pointed out already.
Thank you.
How do you kind of like balance that side of, I suppose, your life with the artist side, you know, performing as Feathers, because you're getting contacted from artists all day, every day, pretty much. I mean, that's not all you do. Yeah, just wondering how you balance those two.
Well, a good work-life balance is very vital, you know. Obviously, sometimes things happen and, well, just my position, I do have to stay a little later, come on a little earlier. It depends on what happens, you know. If toilets flood, I might have to just help people with the flooding toilets.
Yeah, let's talk about flooding toilets.
But we'll get there. But I do think really sticking to that, really trying to draw a boundary between the two.
Yeah.
But also still pulling in from what I like this job for, the reason that I'm working with artists. It's not just working with, like, I'm not an insurance adjuster. Like,
you're not working with customers.
Yeah.
You're working with artists.
I really do try and push the team, my team at least, to call them artists, because calling them customers is just a little, it's the little things that, like, hey, this person's just trying to have a good flow in this room. Like, are they being a little impatient? Sure. But, you know, they're probably pouring their heart out into a microphone.
Yeah.
And it's good to just kind of keep that as a reminder in the background of, like, this is just a job. Like, I'm going to try and help you get this to the best of my ability. And then, listen, at the end of the day, it's a session. We'll help you out with lost time. I'm going to go and do my own thing. Bye. Yeah. Someone else will help you.
Yeah. There is a boundary you got to draw at a certain point, you know, unless there's an absolute emergency. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Have I been to a room while I'm here and there's a missing adapter or a cable?
Yeah.
And I didn't replace it? Oh, yes. But that is part of it. Like, when I first started, like, I'll fix it. And then you just never leave.
Yeah. It's, so I definitely know that feeling.
Yeah. You have to draw that boundary of, like, nope, this is, there are checks and balances for a reason. And also people can just hop on a chat for help. That's what it's there for.
This is true. I suppose that you've been Feathers for a lot longer than you've been artist support lead at Pirate.
Oh, yes.
Did anything change when you joined Pirate? Was there, because prior to that you were, this is not one of the questions we had written down.
This is going off piste.
Yeah. You're going to be okay with this?
I love this.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just wondering, because, you know, what were you doing before? Remind me.
I was working in
theater, wasn't it?
It was theater. So I was in tickets. Yeah. I sold tickets.
Okay. So was there any note? You could just say no. No, next question. Any noticeable change where you have gone from, you know, obviously an artist performer to then, you know, still being artist performer, but also helping artists day to day?
I do think, yes. I get the constant reminder on chats that this is something people, this is what they save their life savings for. This is what, you know, their most important time of the day is. And they treat it like a job, even though it's not the thing that pays them. And that is something that's, like, I didn't really get that. I worked in tickets and I was very much like, talent was always on the other side of a window, on the other side of a screen, in terms of, like, they are not my department. That is not who I'm affiliating with. And so I think at this point, it is cool to, like, is it annoying when I'm getting, like, a billion question marks and, like, someone's really upset that something's not working for them or whatever? But it's like, you know what? This is very important to them.
Yeah.
And they want this to work. They're trying, they have people showing up and this is their profession. And it is a reminder of, like, yeah, when I want to walk in a room, when I want to dedicate my time, whether it's in the studio or, you know, the time at home that I'm practicing or just writing, that time is sacred. And it is, if I don't treat it like it's a profession and I should be getting paid for it now, why would anyone do that for me in the future?
Got it. Okay. Nice.
Do you want me to ask some of these questions, or
since I don't have to keep on looking at my phone?
Yeah. Maybe. Well, also, I just feel like I'm left out of the conversation.
Yeah, get in here.
But
yeah,
also, you kind of already asked this one with the, or maybe I'm mistaken, with how other artists on the show might have shaped how you think about your own music. I mean, we kind of touched on that earlier, or just how it varies. But I guess if anything's inspired you, any, like, piece that you've heard, or maybe you can't remember, but if there's something someone said that inspired you and you can remember it.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I remember my last answer.
Oh, wow.
First time.
Oh, wow. That's we can just grab that. So
okay,
from
cut
the
that.
Files. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I do remember meeting with Jordan, and then meeting again Emmy and Jordan.
Jordan Smith. Yeah.
And so hearing him talk about being a manager and then having that other episode where his client was in the room with him. And I have worked with a manager, but I was with a band. Yeah. It was like us as a group, and it was very democratic, so we all had to be on the same page. And that's not what this project is right now. It's me. Like, I'll take people's opinions, but I decide.
Yeah.
And, it was really cool to just hear their relationship and them working together. And I think that's something that I really desire in a management relationship. Like, I don't have a manager right now. I'm self-managed. And that's okay right now. It works for me. I do want someone that, what it sounds like for Jordan Smith and what it was for Emmy, was that it kind of accumulated from, he was a fan first. He reached out that he enjoyed her music, and it became, you know, it blossomed from there. Mm-hmm. And I think that is one of the most, I can only hope that something like that happens for me, that the art is really appreciated first, the music itself, and then me as a person, and then it becomes business.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, the most important thing to me is not going to be my ticket sales or my record sales. Yeah. It's like, am I good?
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I suppose that when you say then it becomes business, because you look at Jordan and Emmy's relationship, do you remember that they were just like best friends?
Yeah. They were like siblings. Yeah, just like, he's there at her shows, and like something happened. He told a story where like a guitar or something happened where a string broke or something happened.
Yeah. He like ran.
And he was like zoned in, basically. And he just ran them there and fixed it. Like, that's awesome. Someone that's just dedicated to like, wanting her to succeed and then wanting the show to go on. Yeah. That was cool. It takes a team. It takes a village for sure.
Yeah. Someone there who has your back at all times as well.
Yeah.
What's happened here is I remember that the previous time when we recorded this, we were like, let's do like a, you know, working at Pirate into, you know, feathers type situation. These questions are very like, this about Pirate, that about Pirate.
I don't know. I want to hear more about feathers.
Well, yeah, me too. So what I'm going to do is, because, well, I also know that Kate's like prepared some answers to an extent, really.
Yeah.
I know you're very fluid and you can like, you know, roll with the punches.
Go.
So we are still going to ask what would surprise most people about the day-to-day reality of working at Pirate.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to answer that.
Yes.
That's okay.
Let's do it.
And then we're going to ask questions about feathers.
Okay.
Because who gives a shit about Pirate and working
at Pirate? I do. We're here all the time.
But... Yeah, but you know, I feel like people are going to want to know more about feathers.
We'll do a balance.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so yeah, the things I loved that we pulled from last time.
Okay.
Surprising from the day-to-day. phones falling.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at too.
I think this is what's happened.
I don't know if Sammy wrote this.
Oh yes, okay, wow.
Falling in the crevice.
You know what? This happens to me day to day, where I make a note of something at Pirate, and then I look back at my own notes, and I'm like, what the fuck was I talking about?
I mean, I did almost read those parts out as part of the question.
Oh no,
Tim's over here thinking, what are you guys doing?
It's like it all makes sense now. No. Now we're back. We're here.
Okay.
The phone's falling in DJ desks.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
The phone's falling. So if you've ever been to Pirate in a DJ studio, the cables all go into this little slot.
The forbidden mouth.
Yeah.
The fuzzy mouth.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, and it's not really marked. It's just like, it's dark in the rooms, and then it's just like a black hole of just nothingness and cables.
There's fuzz.
Yeah, there's some fuzz, but people, I don't even know where you put your phone, like how it goes on the decks and then like, bloop, it just
falls. I'm a little
confused
by it as well.
Put it in your fucking pockets.
Yeah. I don't know if people might be recording DJ sets and then they have it on the top of the CDJ, like on the mixer, and then it falls over because it's right behind. It's in that crevice behind the
mixer.
Back of the cage and the mixer. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, maybe that's what they're doing.
But I still am confused.
I don't know how they just fall.
Are they balancing them right above the one place you don't want to balance it? It's... Again.
Listen, treat yourself to a tripod. I'm pretty sure they're pretty cheap at this point. They're like...
Maybe it's like just curiosity. Maybe people are putting them in there.
I don't know, but here's what happens. They fall in there and you can't get it out.
Yeah, it's not fun.
You have to wait for someone to...
It's kind of a mission to
undo
get those out.
The whole desk.
It's somehow even more complicated than that. You have to undo the whole desk, and then it's like in a smaller pocket in front of the part that you undo that's like not even accessible. I don't know. I didn't construct it, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I would like to have a talk with Mikey.
Shout out to Mikey.
There has been... One time I tried to change, like, Ethernet cables because, like, one of the box... Something was faulty, and it wasn't linking to one of the CDJs. Like, in a pro room, you need a box to connect all three of them. Mm. And I just had to put in... Even though the box itself wasn't broken, I had to put a whole new one in because I could not access the original box.
Oh my God.
To change out the Ethernet cable.
I've heard of some people being able to grab them.
The skinniest, like, if it was like cave diving, you know, the cave diving memes about like jumping into tiny little cracks. It was kind of like that. Like, there was no way I was going to get to this Ethernet box. It was like, I could see it, but I couldn't reach it.
Yeah, that's interesting. We've had people fish out their phones, and I'm like, I don't know how you do it. And
yeah,
some people
very
just
impressive.
Can't. So it must be like, it. You could get lucky and it falls outside of this other black hole in a box, but
yeah,
it sucks, and you need like the whole thing is screwed together, so there's no like tools laying around for you. You have
no.
Think of it as like an elevator shaft. If you drop your phone in an elevator shaft, do you think someone's gonna go get that
gonna
for you?
It's gonna be gone
that night,
probably for a while.
So it sucks. I've had ideas of like glow tape around it, but will that work? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Also,
how often does it happen?
A decent amount.
Yeah.
It sucks because it's one of those things where people are like, how am I supposed to call a ride?
Oh yeah. You're kind of stuck, especially if you're alone.
Yeah. Like it does suck.
That would be quite annoying actually. Showing up to the studios, needing your codes on your phone.
Oh, that's
then you can't leave
your
room.
The back of the desk and then being like, what do I do now?
It is one of those things that seems so small, but it really sucks.
Yeah,
so
phone is everything.
Tell your DJ friends. Watch out for holes.
Just stay away from the fuzzy mouth.
Yeah, fuzzy mouth.
In
I love that.
The back of the mixer.
I'll have to share that with artist support, the fuzzy mouth.
Great advice.
Toilets. Yes, toilets. Yeah. You know what's crazy about running a building? I never knew. Toilets.
Plumbing.
My God.
Yeah.
Who knew so many things could go wrong?
Yeah.
With so many toilets across the world. I mean, yeah, it's either they don't work or they're just stuck or they overflow and then it's everywhere.
Yeah, not fun.
So that sucks. And just know if it ever happens to your studio, it's just as stressful for everyone else.
Yeah.
On the other side of the screens and the site manager, it's not fun.
No.
That is not even in the job role of like, y'all are supposed to be tending to equipment.
Yeah.
Not sewage.
Yeah. It's, I don't even know if I want to go that much further.
Yeah, okay.
We can leave it there.
Operations at Pirate. Don't work here.
Just don't.
Basically.
Just don't put anything in the toilet but toilet paper. Like, I beg you. I know it's like, you know, it's never anyone's fault, but.
Okay.
There has been
the plumbing
one.
Is pretty messed up.
I'll say one occasion there was
sensitive.
An issue with a drain and someone fished out one of those tiny little bottles of alcohol.
You see what I mean?
Oh, that's, yeah,
like,
that's cool.
That was, how do you drop that?
Just don't put trash in there and then flush it. Like,
drink and then go. Don't do them at the same time.
It's. Right. Just don't try.
You might drop it.
Noted. Okay. Right. I think we've done enough on pirate operations.
Let's just stop talking
just a little
about
segue.
Pirate together. Feathers.
Maybe we can just do this in a company update or something. So like, guys, just watch that and that will be all of the issues we have.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the music.
The music.
Please. Rehearsed it, pirate.
Yeah. Okay. So we don't have all of the questions here because, you know, most of these are about pirate operations. Should have read these before coming on today.
Okay. Ask me whatever.
Yeah, well, you know what? I quite like the, what do you want people to feel when they listen to your music question?
I really like a release, catharsis for sure. And sometimes my songs are about feeling joyful. Sometimes they are about being angry. Or sometimes they're just about like feeling moody. Like one of my favorite things to write about is just like nighttime. There's something about being awake in the night that I really think is cool. Like, I'm definitely a night owl. I think when the world is quiet, that's kind of when my creative activity starts happening. And so, like, things like that, I'll write about whatever. But I want the music itself to sound like either you want to groove a little bit, you want to move a little bit, and that itself is the release, or just listening is the release. Mm. Yeah, and whatever the content is, whether it's about the social climate or or just, you know, feeling like a lady. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
So did you want me to ask another question or?
You may.
Did I get my one question of the podcast?
Get your quota.
You can go, and it doesn't have to be off the sheet since we're focusing more on feathers, although these are mostly.
No, there's a lot of feathers ones
okay,
here.
Good. Yeah. Good.
I like this one that you kind of skipped. I don't know if it's because you wanted to save it. But
it's because I didn't want to go from fishing things out of toilets.
To this one, yeah.
To okay. Feathers most proud
I think
moments.
This one works, though. I do think now that we've talked about how you want people to feel when they listen to your music, what's been your proudest moment with feathers so far? Like on stage or in the studio, like what's made you feel really proud to be doing it, the music thing?
I think the most recent show we had was at the fair, the LA County Fair.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, well, it was our biggest audience to date for sure, because the fair is very big.
Yeah.
And, we had this... How did this come about? The idea about, I just wanted feathers on the merch table.
Yeah.
I was like, it'd be so cute to have like little feathers here. And then Adam, our guitarist, was like, what if people just like have it like what they do at raves and they just like, to feathers.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's groovy. Yeah.
I like that.
And cool. So I was like, wait, that's awesome. So I got some for the fair, some big plumes and like middle ones, medium ones, whatever. And I have a really good friend who like was really great in just passing them out. Yeah. At first we were like, we'll sell them. And then no one knew who I was. So it was like, just give them away.
Yeah, yeah.
We will say that as a marketing budget of the project this year was just like getting feathers and literally giving people feathers. And she was great where like she would find someone maybe like grooving a little bit or paying attention and then like just giving them a feather. And like, here you go. And at one point, like a little more than halfway through the set, we were like on a good jammy song, and you could look out to the crowd and everyone was like kind of like just bopping their feather at the same time. So it was just like, oh my God, we're on the same wave. And I think that's so much fun when it's like, we're all here in this space. We're all listening to the same thing. And look, we're all moving together, you know, whether it's just like aggressively or just like they're waving it. Everyone was in the same flow. And that was just one of the coolest moments where, you know, some people that have seen our shows before know that song, but there was a lot of people I didn't know.
Yeah.
And it was just definitely the proudest of very good motivation to just keep going.
Yeah. Cool. Absolutely.
Feathers.
Yeah. Love that.
One. Yeah, it was fun.
I'm sad to miss it.
I want to insert a question.
Okay.
Because I like asking this question, and I think it always comes up with good answers. But tell me if you want me to answer it first or not.
Okay.
It's the learn-unlearn question. Like, is there anything that you've had to unlearn in your career? Mm. You may not have something prepared, so that's fine. We could ask you another question and come back to it. What would you rather?
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I think, something I've had to unlearn. I'm more of a vocalist. I'm not very... If you asked a guitarist whether I'm a guitar player... They'd probably say no because I'm not great with the super scales and riffs, and I'm not like that kind of guitar player. I write on guitar to accompany my voice.
Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes I'll come up with the melody singing it, and then I'll have to pluck it out on guitar, and that's how the melody comes out. Mm. And so I've had to unlearn, I think, a lot of be more creative with your guitar, or be more intentional with the chords you pick. And it's not complex enough. And I think a part of it, I came before this Feathers project. I had a metal band before this, which was very guitar heavy. He is an incredible, incredible guitar player. And shout out to Old Blood because they still carry on. And I still love the music. I still love what they're doing now. Because I appreciate that kind of guitar playing. I love that kind of guitar playing. I'm not going to play that kind of guitar playing. I don't have the skill for it. I practice a lot more singing than I do anything else. And I've had to unlearn, just like being really hard on myself and being self-conscious about sharing what I've written. And honestly, like, I've been singing since I was like 6, maybe writing songs since I was like 12.
Wow.
And it's only within this recent time of Feathers that I've shared it out in the world of like, okay, I'm ready to put my name on music and lyrics. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not really, it's always been a little area of self-consciousness for me. Vocalist, I'm fine. I know what kind of singer I am. I'm very comfortable in that. But guitar playing, not so much. And mm-hmm. then playing guitar and singing.
Yeah.
That's a whole other skill I've definitely had to learn and unlearn of like, you're not going to hit every single note like you do when you're not holding a guitar.
Yeah.
So what's important? Is that big, big note the most important thing you want? Or is there a middle ground and you still play the groove of the song? Mm.
Okay. So when you're performing now, you stick to any of those particular ones? Do you try and do more than others?
I definitely have the second guitar.
Yeah.
Alleviates a lot of pressure.
Got it.
I'm rhythm. I can just, that's all I want to do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I still want to hear that fun guitar stuff in my songs, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to be able to play it.
Yeah.
Even if I can sing it, like, my fingers can't do it.
Yeah.
I just don't have that skill. Maybe if I really dedicated it, but not really my desire.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I mean, I really love to write and I really love to sing. And those really are my passion.
Okay. That is okay.
Yeah. I like that.
I do want to ask this actually. Yeah.
Are there any upcoming... Wait, are we here?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, yeah, we are here.
Where are we?
Doesn't matter. We're not going off a script. Totally just... This just popped into my mind.
Yeah.
Is there any upcoming artists you've discovered through Pirate that we should check out?
Yes, actually. Okay, so QSTV, I do want to give a big shout out to. We've done some events with QSTV.
Yeah.
They have a bigger New York chapter because that's where they're mainly based. Mm. But they have come here to LA and hosted some events here in Silver Lake.
Cool.
I think they might have done West Adams, but
yeah, they maybe both. And they're doing.
I've not heard of them.
In London next week. Marcus and Vicky are the main two, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know some of the others as well, don't you?
Yeah. So Marcus is amazing. I've seen his personal set, and he is an incredible guitar player. Like, the next Jimi Hendrix, essentially. Like, he's all over the place. He's really cool. You'll probably catch him in the jazz festivals out in New York. Like, he is hot tamale.
Wow.
And Vicky Cassis is a DJ. Yep. She's a producer, and she's really awesome. It's so cool to see, like, you know, ladies behind the decks. But through the events here that they've hosted, I've met a bunch of people that are local here or follow them. Like, the last time they were here was during NAMM,
okay.
the National Association yeah. Music Marketplace. I forget what it stands for.
Yeah.
But yeah, a group of them all came for that. And so then they had a big jam night here afterwards. And so those nights are really cool to meet other musicians that are in, you know, around town.
Yeah.
So Frenetic is based in on the East Coast. But that's another artist who does like a controller, just makes beats sometimes on the fly. Really, really skillful. Mm-hmm. And then another piano player actually that I've seen around, his name is Jace. He's awesome. And he tours with different nice. Groups all the time. And just really, really, really fun people that know their stuff. And it's
yeah.
just nice to be impressed. You know, like,
cool.
wow, you haven't like blown up. You're here in Pirate Studios.
Yeah.
Like, you're just here on a Thursday or whenever we did that event. So that's cool. I really love what they're doing. It's quality sounds and television. So
yeah.
QSTV, just keep, it's fun to follow them and see like what they're doing. It's or go to like the events they host.
Yeah.
Also Tima Likes Music. She's Brooklyn based, and she is awesome. Like, she's really, really cool. I really like her R&B soul. But like, following her account is like kind of what I really like on social media. I really like people that are just having a good time.
Yeah.
And I mean, it says it in her name, Tima Likes Music.
Yeah, that's so cute.
So it's really like, it's just her having a good time.
Nice.
And then I got to give my shout outs to Artist Support. Usually has people on who also produce. Yeah. So Miles is kind of blown up with his Crying Outcast label, and he's, I forget the festival he just went to, but they played one of his tracks.
Oh, no way.
So it was cool for him to be like, what?
Yeah. Big up Miles.
Yeah, Miles. And he's got vinyls around globally. So if you see the Crying Outcast vinyl.
Okay.
Yeah, his music's really cool. I've checked out a good amount of it.
Yeah. What would you describe it? I'm not like a DJ. I don't know. I'm like,
well, I don't want to. Yeah, it's like down tempo.
Yeah, it's not house. Yeah. It's definitely moody.
It's like kind of in the techno field, but it's down tempo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I got to give a shout out to Goldie. She's Dosey Don't, which is in Helper. Right now on a hiatus because she moved, but they do have, I believe, their EPs coming out. They did some recordings, and it's
nice.
And it's true, like bluegrass country, like feels, real sweet harmonies. It's just different. You don't hear it every day. So, love it.
Nice.
Great. Yeah. That's a lot. I suppose you come across a lot of artists working on
they all
You're really
use,
good at that.
They
I will
all
say.
Use. I love it. I'm like, oh my God, that's a pirate room. Yeah. So, everyone uses pirate.
It's really good at spotting. It. And even when you're just going through the studio, I feel like you're really good about interacting, like asking people questions. Yeah.
I'm obsessed. Let's get off social media and just do in person, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Question for Danny.
Oh.
Are you comfy?
Oh, because of my chair situation. Yeah. I was really trying to focus because I was paying attention. But yeah, I kept sinking down.
In case anyone heard that.
I didn't hear it. I didn't even notice.
Usually me.
Oh, see? I was good about it. I was sneaky about it. It's because it was all happening.
Right.
Around.
Let's zoom in when we get the video footage,
don't
though.
Do that. It's not that exciting. I was sinking and I was like this. I was like this to the mic.
I do have a question for you, actually, Danny. Do you, so you see that penultimate one on the screen there?
The what?
One from last.
Yes.
Not the last one, one before that. Do you think we should ask that, or do you think we should ask the pirate, you know, the question that you love?
I think I like the second to last one better than the other one, because I feel like that one doesn't really apply to Kate. I don't know.
Well, it could be an interesting answer, couldn't it?
I think I know the question, and I think I got lots of answers.
Well,
that might take too long.
I think I like the advice one, though.
Fine.
The full-time one.
Is it you or me?
It's either one.
You go.
Okay. One, two, three. What did... Oh, I thought we were going to say it together.
I didn't say we'd do it together.
I know. I'm sorry.
This is great.
Okay, what advice would you give to artists who are also juggling full-time work? I would like some advice on this, so...
Yeah. Me too.
Well, I do think the balancing artist identity with work kind of does blend itself into this, but something that I do think, just to kind of harp on it again, of treating the time of music... and the creation, or even if it's like the marketing or pitching, whatever, for a festival, whatever, wherever you're pitching to, that has to be baked into your schedule as much as you would, you know, our meetings that we have in our calendars for Pirate.
Yeah.
And sometimes I literally have to do a meeting in my personal calendar because either I'll forget or it will show up on, you know, anyone else that I share a calendar with, like, don't bother me. It's my time. I said I was going to do it this time, this day. And I think it's really important to protect that at all costs.
Yeah.
And whatever motivation you need, like sometimes coming to the studio is helpful because I'll be at home and either I'll want to start recording, but like my dog won't stop like squeaking a toy and it's, or whatever, you know, like it's distracting, the fire alarm in the building's going off, whatever. It's, then I'll make a decision like, okay, I'm going to leave and either write in a cafe or something that I like, or I'll come to Pirate and I just want quiet. I don't want anyone to bug me.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be the time that I literally focus on whatever task. And I do think having the goal, because I have ADHD, I can do a million things all at once. You want to see me juggle as well. But I think doing a big kind of like mind shift of, okay, today I want to apply for Echo Park Rising. That's happening in August.
Nice.
I put that on my to-do list. Do it at some point today or early tomorrow morning. It has to happen in that window and just do it.
Giving yourself a deadline, yeah.
Yeah. If I have to cut my gym time down.
Yeah.
Or I have to leave dinner a little early, maybe so be it. But I'd like to finish.
No, you can't leave dinner.
Yeah, that's
not enough.
I'm just, I got to protect it. Protect it all
slipping
costs.
Slipping that in for dinner later.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
wow.
I'm just kidding.
Get an excuse in now on the podcast.
I have to keep that in mind of like, no. We're probably not going to go past 10 p.m., I'm assuming. But
no way.
No way. But yeah, this is not going to take very long. And I've applied for, I've got a little folder of like my go-tos at this point. Like, it's not going to take too long. I know, just put 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, the time. Planning is important, I think. I'd agree with that. I just got to do it now.
Just do it. Yeah.
So you're doing it. I'm not doing
just
it.
Just do it.
I'm doing it.
I have a reminder that like will pop up and I'll like set it at different times because then I'll be surprised by myself. I'm like, oh yeah, I
see,
look at that.
Yeah, that's what I got to do.
Just plan it and just like, here you go, future meet.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. If you do it, then, you know, we'll get you on the podcast one day.
Oh, yeah.
Work hard.
He's like, great, yeah, you're not big enough to be in the bus.
Damn, you just have a show on public radio.
No, it's fine. I'm here for the artists, okay? I'm just the signal. Okay?
Amazing.
Oh, I'm not. I'm a tool. I'm an instrument.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. I'm not playing one.
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that made sense, but
yeah,
it sounded just
I'm a messenger. Just I'm a messenger.
All right. Cool.
Okay.
Okay. Remind me, Kate, are we... So, when we recorded this the first time, you had a deadline with which to get a track ready by, which you missed.
I'd say it was probably
a reason, one of the reasons why we re-recorded.
Yeah.
Not to do with the shoddy recording in the first place. Are we going to try and get another one done by a certain time?
Yeah, so I think what we can do, we're going into the studio on the 28th.
Nice.
I think we'll have, by the end of that weekend, a rough mix.
Okay.
So I'm happy to give a rough mix. And then definitely by end of July, August, a release.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have a name for the...
Yeah, we're going to do four songs in the studio, but the one I think I want to share is called Close to Home. And it's actually the most recent one I've written. But I think it's just very timely. It's just kind of about the social climate as it is. And really, I wrote it before all of the protests happened in LA. But it's called Close to Home, exactly what...
More relevant than ever.
Yeah. Like, it's in our backyard, essentially. Like, this is happening. If you haven't paid attention, you might want to. I'm not saying you have to go and, you know, phone bank. You have to go out and knock on doors. I don't knock on doors. I can't do that with strangers.
Yeah.
I'll do phone banking, whatever, regardless. Whatever it is that gets you somewhat paying attention.
Yeah.
Because it is here. It's close to home. And regardless of your affiliations, just know what's going on both sides. And I think that's really important.
Yeah.
And I think one of the beautiful things about music itself and, like I said, I'm down to get off social media. I only use it as... the tool it has to be to promote, you know, market, stay relevant, all that good stuff. But I do think the most magical things happen in concerts. There's something special about listening to an artist, going to a show. And I'm sure everyone, if you've ever been to a big show, right?
Yeah.
You look around, these are all strangers by you, but you're all super into like that one song. And you're like, this is something we all have in common. We're all getting down to this. This is what connects us. And there's got to be something that brings us together at some point. We can always disagree on everything, but we have to just be able to move forward together.
All right.
Well said.
Well, if you have managed to get the song together by the time
I've heard the song.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Then we'll play it. We'll have been playing it right now. Otherwise, we'll just carry on.
Just carry on.
And just see, was there anything you wanted to plug? Any
shows coming up, live shows?
We do have... Well, it's just mainly the recordings. Mainly the recordings right now. We do have some shows coming up, and I want to really plan the shows around the releases. And I think once I have a bigger, better timeline about when the releases are going to be ready, you know, after mixing, after mastering, I want to maybe stagger the releases. So August, maybe September, October. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for these following months, like in the fall. Should be fun. New songs and shows to support those releases. So this is a good reason to follow on social media. Only the reason of that, that's where I mainly push the shows. And yeah, I'm a real person. So come on out. Okay, this record is called Woman. And it's not even out yet. So this is a teaser trailer, if you will. A sneak peek. Before we release it, it's still in the mixing stages, but I did want to use this one because it's going to be our single. It will be part of the EP release of the full band recordings, but this song is just always so much fun to play as a band live, and the audience really loves it, and they always start grooving a little bit to it. But also because of the lyrics, the messaging is the direction I'm really going for, and it's all about female empowerment and just being proud of femininity. So without further ado, please follow so when we do release it, you know when it's all done. But this is Woman.
I am something, I ain't nothing, I can be a woman. I am something.